Hello, hello. Welcome in. I am Dr. DeBiasi, and I will be the one conducting your exam today. I believe you're here for your annual cock exam, correct? Got it. There's no need to delay any further. We can go ahead and get started. We are a little short on time, so I'll try to make this quick. I'm sure you have plenty of things to do today, as do I. So, the way this is going to work is, of course, I'm going to examine your nether regions and look at a variety of things, such as its appearance, its size, to see if there's any kind of signs of maybe some kind of conditions we don't know about yet, like cancer. We just gotta be safe, right? And then we're going to run a few experiments to see if you are in a healthy state down there. So, if you would, go ahead and drop your pants for me. How cute. So, for this exam, I do actually need you to be hard. Which yours is the complete opposite right now. Oh, is someone getting a little shy? If you want, I can turn around. And you can do whatever you need necessary to get an erection. Just turning around, I'll cover my eyes and ears. And then I'm gonna look back. And you are still soft. Well, we can't exactly move on like this. But it is worth writing down. Here, you just stay right there. We can actually carry out some tests to see how your body reacts to certain things. Let's see. Maybe if I start doing some slight rubbing around down there, we can see if anything happens. Don't know if I see any activity. Do you usually struggle getting it up? There's no shame. It's okay. It's perfectly normal. Let's see. Body did not react to touch. I'm gonna go ahead and test some other stimulants on you. So that did get a reaction out of you. Look who decided to perk up. God. Alright. Let me just take a look around. As I said earlier, just looking for signs of any possible conditions we may not know about. So far, everything is looking okay. It looks like your size is kind of average. It's okay. I'm personally very small. And while it's standing nice and tall like this, I'm gonna do a little poke test. Very firm indeed. You're doing good, little guy. Just hang in there. Sorry, I'll stop teasing you. And if you could, can you make it twitch for me? Good, thank you. Just a way of checking its nerve responses. And I'm gonna wrap my hand around it. Don't worry, this is all part of the exam. I'm gonna wrap my hand around. And I'm gonna give it a little squeeze. Good. And I'm gonna do one more. Good. And while I'm right here, I think I might as well do the sample portion of the exam. Oh, you didn't know? Yeah. We're gonna need a little sample of your sperm before you leave. So, I have my sample collector right here. And I'll have it ready. And I'm just going to do some nice rubs. Much better than before. You're doing so good. You're such a good boy. You're such a good boy. I'm gonna go a little faster now, okay? Maybe I can do what I was doing earlier as well at the same time. Don't you dare think about finishing already. Part of this exam is to see your endurance. Surely you're not gonna finish already, right? That would get you a bad score. You don't wanna fail, do you? Be a good boy and hold it for me. You don't have permission to finish yet. Struggling. Thank you for your cooperation and your hard work. That will conclude the exam. For now, at least. We're going to take a look at the samples we have and the rest of the data. If there's anything major that stands out during our analysis, we'll get back in touch with you and call you in for another exam for a more thorough look. Oh, and you can pull your pants back up now. Yeah, you don't want to walk out like that. But here are some tissues if you need to clean up a little bit more. I'm not going to help you with that part. That's on you. And whenever you are ready to leave, the exit is down that way. Thank you again, and hopefully we don't see you until next year. Because that means you're perfectly healthy.